AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Now that we've learned that defective Takata airbags will lead to the biggest auto recall ever in this country, we're being warned that it may be weeks before they figure out which cars are being recalled. Safety expert Sean Kane blames the government for this in part.
They took the manufacturer's word there wasn't a bigger problem. So what we've seen is the government has really enabled this crisis. So now we've got a point where we have just a huge number of vehicles that are under the recall that can't even be supplied appropriately.
Six people have been killed, more than 100 injured by airbags that exploded and sent shards of metal into the cabin. At least two tornadoes swept through North Texas, damaging buildings and flooding roads. Wesley Campbell lives in Wise County, home to the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
We can feel the house moving, the windows blowing out, and the roof left. And we just rode it out. It was rough, but we were praying the whole time.
He told KDFW-TV they are fine. Judge J.D. Clark is in Wise County, too. He says the people he talked to in the Runaway Bay area were stunned when the storm tore the roof right off an apartment complex.
Talking to some of the folks that lived here in the units that didn't have the roofs removed, they were describing the change in pressure, and they knew something significant was happening.
No reports of injuries, thankfully. We've learned that the DEA is busting some pain clinics and pharmacies suspected of selling painkillers illegally. The early morning raids were in Arkansas, Alabama, Louisiana, and Mississippi. A cruise ship carrying thousands of passengers on a round trip from Boston to Bermuda ran aground on a reef 3 miles from Bermuda. The ship was stuck for 6 hours until a rising tide carried it into deeper water. The passengers were eventually able to get off the ship in Bermuda. The cruise line says there was a problem with the steering system. This is AP Radio News. John Glenn, the first American to orbit the Earth, has only recently found out why he never got assigned to another space flight. He told us it was because of President Kennedy.
Kennedy had indicated to NASA that he just as soon I was not assigned to another flight.
He said he didn't learn this until decades after his flight in 1962. He read it in Richard Reeves' biography of Kennedy.
Whether it was because of the impact, if I got killed on a second flight, would that reflect politically or what? I never knew. I never discussed that with anybody. All I knew was I didn't get reassigned to another flight.
John Glenn is 93 years old. Walmart says military veterans are such hard workers that the company will hire more of them, 250,000 by the year 2020. A company official says vets have a good work ethic and they're committed and loyal. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.